Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, happy Monday, gang. Welcome, of course, to the first Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast of the week with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And, of course, there's only one place to start, as Everton incredibly moved to within 2 points of Premier League safety after beating Chelsea 1-0 at Goodison Park. Here's all the fallout to the game on the Sunday session on TalkSport.
The whistle's to the mouth, and when Goodison galvanises, anything is possible. Everton 1, Chelsea 0. Many wrote them off, but the Everton supporters never lost belief.
There's effort and there's desire, and then there's another level, which at a minute we have to call upon, which is to throw yourself at challenges, working and running and running. And these are the important things that the players showed.
When we had the chances to equalise, we did not take them. So it's a bit the story of our season, story about the last weeks, and it's somehow not enough.
Lampard's team out for Chelsea. Richarlison providing a cool finish at the biggest of moments. And Jordan Pickford at his very best with a series of important stops.
He's been absolutely outstanding, and sometimes I've been critical of Jordan Pickford for wanting to get involved too much and being too sort of intense. He's actually looked really relaxed, and he looks like he's enjoying the game.
We relied on team defending and then England's number one making huge saves, reactionary saves, speed of save, bravery saves. Couple of massive saves from him. I'm really delighted for Jordan because it's a big game.
Maybe not the first football match where it is like this then. I think we have... It was like this, not the first time that sometimes the goalkeeper seems to have four hands and four legs.
How big could this 3 points be in Everton's season? Some would say maybe three wins are required between now and the end of the campaign, but not many were sort of putting a finger on this match today.
Got five more of those. I'm not getting carried away. We're still in the zone. We've got a point, a game on some teams. But we have to replicate this now.
Every one of these games from now for Everton to the rest of the season, they're going to be under pressure because I think Burnley played before them. So they're going to be under pressure every single game that they play.
I'm enjoying it because it's a huge challenge. And as soon as I've got in here, I understood the challenge. And then the challenge comes in so many different ways. And there's so many things I want to do here. But the first thing is to stay in the league.
The record under Frank Lampard at Goodison Park has been pretty good, Sam, hasn't it? Now they've got to turn that into, it's been shocking away from home. So you've got to see that same level of commitment and fight, organisation, and that little bit of imagination. Next two games, Leicester and Watford.
It is in the end our responsibility, and unfortunately we struggle to have clean sheets, and we struggle to play without big errors, and we pay for it at the moment.
Burnley will be looking at Leeds United. They wouldn't have expected this.
Leeds.
Exactly, so that puts a little bit more doubt, a little more trepidation in their mind. So this is massive.
If we can continue and get us over the line this year, then we can look to what might stop those kind of difficult nights like Burnley in the future.
And here's all the reaction to a huge win for Everton on Darren Bent's Boot Room with Alex Crook and Darren Ambrose on TalkSport.
Fantastic to show that fight, that spirit, that desire that they need when they're in a scrap, which they are. They're in a massive scrap. It was an outstanding performance, in my opinion.
You can be a good football team, but you need a slice of luck. And I think we haven't had any luck in our last six or eight games, if I'm being totally honest with you.
It's very, very rare that I leave Goodison Park and there's not a single bit of criticism I can give to any of the 11 players. But today, it was faultless from start to finish.
They put everything, not one single player that walked off that pitch I believe, left anything, you know what I mean? And that's what I expect.
The fact of the matter is, you're playing the European champions, we're 17th and 18th in the league. You got to do what it takes. Call it the dark arts, call it whatever you want. It's wanting to win and wanting to win enough.
If Roman Abramovich was still the overlord at Chelsea, would Thomas Tuchel be under serious pressure now? Because they're miles off in the title race. They have already gone out of the Champions League to a team that Manchester City are going to dispatch over two legs. They've lost a League Cup final. They're going to lose an FA Cup final.
What it showed today is the difference between Chelsea and Liverpool as well, because Chelsea dominated possession in terms of the game, as Liverpool did, but Liverpool could break them down.
Since the start of 2018-19, Goodison Park is the only ground in the country where Chelsea have not taken a single point. Not only that, they've now scored one goal in their last five visits to Goodison Park.
We've got to carry it forward for the next four cup finals that we've got coming up.
It's tough. If they lose again in the league and Arsenal and Spurs carry on winning, who knows? Who knows? It's exciting.
I think it's been a really poor season. I think they're a stodgy side. I think they're poor going forward. And they've got issues at the back now as well, because we know that Rudiger is leaving. Azpilicueta is looking now like a veteran. I think they need to find a replacement for him. Thiago Silva isn't getting any younger, although I think he was probably their best defender today. Thomas Tuchel needs to start coming up with some answers, because it hasn't worked. And I think if we'd sat here in August and I told you two they'd be 17 points off the pace at this stage of the season, you'd have said no chance.
Now, moving on to Sunday's other Premier League football, and Spurs move back into the top four for a few hours at least after beating Leicester. But Arsenal, of course, move back into the Champions League places after beating West Ham. Here's the take of both managers and you, the fans, who called into, TalkSport. Everything's on TalkSport. I've already said that.
It's been an interesting game, and there is the full-time whistle. Spurs beating Leicester by 3-1.
We must be pleased for the performance, for the way, you know, that we got 3 points.
It was a good performance today. It was important for us to bounce back after two tough results the last couple of games. So proper professional performance, I thought, and good to get 3 points.
Pleased with some of the performances, pleased with elements of our game, but you're always frustrated when you lose.
Today it wasn't easy, but I think the performance was good.
Yeah, I feel like we missed that opportunity a couple of weeks ago to play first and put that pressure on, but look, now we've done our part. We've done our job today. That's all we can do, and that's all we can control.
We have 4 games to go to get more points possible, and to take this target, that a big achievement.
Was the result probably known before the game even started? You might say yes, but it is the usual suspects who have won the day here for Spurs.
Don't forget that I think at the start of the season, no one could believe that Tottenham could fight for a place in Champions League.
Look, as a squad, we're trying to take it game by game, but we're well aware of the significance that game could have in our season. So we're prepping, we're getting ready, but it would be nice to go into it on the back of a couple of good results.
They worked very hard. They believed in this target, and now we are fighting for this.
For Spurs, an important win in that top four race. They do move a point above Arsenal, who are set to get underway at West Ham in about 40 minutes' time. But it's finished here at the Tottenham Hotspur Stadium. Spurs 3-1.
With all due respect to us as a club, we don't have the depth of quality. We sit well outside of the top six in terms of budget and everything else. So that means we have to have our best players available to compete, and especially compete in all competitions.
We are ready to try to fight for this big achievement.
Being Spurs, you've got to stop relying on other results. You've got to take care of your own results, and today they've done that.
For me, Son gets in any team in the Premier League, and that's ahead of Mane. Don't think he gets ahead of Salah, but I think for consistency, I mean, Son this season has looked unstoppable at times.
The argument that he's doing it in the best team is irrelevant, really, because Son's doing it in an average side as well. So, like you said, if you're putting Son into Liverpool, it doesn't make them weaker, absolutely not.
Sadio Mane wasn't bad at Southampton, to be fair.
I like Mane. I think he's incredible. He had a bit of a dip, but I'm glad that he's back to his best, because he's a top
player.
Son's
got 19 Premier League goals this season in an average squad. If they manage to get into the top four, with the average squad that I think Spurs have, it's an outstanding achievement from, and mainly down to Antonio Conte, a couple of signings he made in January. I don't see why he'd want to leave. I think at least he'll give it another season.
Mike Dean has blown the final whistle. West Ham dropped more points, but what a huge win for Arsenal in their search for Champions League football.
Playing Chelsea away, Manchester United at home, and West Ham away, the chances of winning those three matches against them is not huge. We managed to do it in different ways.
At this stage of the season, all 3 points are very important, you know, so to come away here, a difficult place to play and to win, and, you know, to get the 3 points, we're all delighted.
My personal view was that we're not ready for Champions League football yet, but obviously if it's on the table and we're fighting for it, I don't want it to not go for it.
I think you've just got to stick with it, and I think he's shown signs of being a good coach. I think he's a good coach. You look at what he's done for some of the players, improving some of the players, but this is the biggest transformation. Why Arsenal look more dangerous now than they have done for a while, I think, is the Nketiah. Mm.
That's the aim, man. We're going to go game by game, you know, keep working and keep pushing, and, you know, hopefully we want to do it for ourselves and also for our fans, so that's the aim.
Winning ugly, that's what big teams are able to do consistently throughout the season when it's necessary, and today we have managed to do it.
Even if he don't make top four and gets Europa League, I think he deserves a shot. Another season, at least. You can't just keep sacking managers.
They almost matched Tottenham Hotspur's scoreline earlier on, but they beat West Ham by 2-1 to reclaim that top four spot for now.
They could be going into the North London derby 5 points clear of Spurs. This result tonight is a fantastic result for Arsenal.
We know we're going to be right in the limit every single game. We have to win every single game. We want to be there.
It's hard to say. I just feel both squads are average. They're 50-50. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's 50-50 who's going to make that top four spot.
It's going to be incredibly emotional, and we want to be there because it's what we want.
Really important. They're 2 points ahead of Tottenham, having played the same number of games.
We've done what we thought we could do to give ourselves the best chance of beating Arsenal. And obviously giving myself a chance, we've got some freshness for the game getting into Thursday.
I'm torn on this because I think the Europa League, in terms of trying to win the competition, does have to be West Ham's priority. But if they'd have won that game today, West Ham, they would have gone back above Manchester United.
When I saw the team sheet an hour before kickoff, honestly, my heart was in my mouth because I thought, what on earth are you doing?
Well, West Ham fans, if they don't win the Europa League and they finish in the Europa Conference, is that still a successful season for West Ham?
Yeah.
Considering where they've been?
No, it has to be.
You don't get Thursdays if you don't qualify for Europe. So today was huge, and that was the only thing we were focused on at the time. And we'll try and dust ourselves down after this.
They've been on this wonderful adventure in Europe that may still result in a final in Seville. I think David Moyes deserves an awful lot of credit. If they lose on Thursday, I still don't think West Ham fans will see it as a disappointing season. They can't see it as anything other than a success.
I think, you know, there's a lot of positives there, and bring on Frankfurt. You know, we're ready for them now.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Now, let's look back at Saturday's Premier League action now. Just a point separates Man City and Liverpool, again, at the top of the Premier League, with just 4 games to go in the season, as, of course, Liverpool go in search of that quadruple. Let's hope they don't get it. Shortly, we'll hear from the former Arsenal winger Adrian Clarke and Tony Cascarino. But first, here's the Man City boss, Pep Guardiola, who believes they've already won a quadruple in the past, so knows the pressure that's on Liverpool. Man City won a quadruple? No, they haven't. He's talking utter nonsense.
See you, raise you. Manchester City were knocked off their perch for a mere 5 hours Liverpool went top at lunchtime. City will be top at bedtime.
They're a fantastic team, but we don't play to let them not possible to win the quadruple. When you are close to do something nobody before has done. But we did quadruple, but the little one, the important one, but we did it.
Yesterday was a perfect example of, you know, what fans go through, you know, players, you know, just everybody involved, media.
I'm looking at City's games at West Ham. I mean, Wolves aren't playing well, so you'd think they'd win that one. City at home to Newcastle looks a gimme. Home to Villa the same. I think West Ham away is the tricky one.
It's in our hands. So Newcastle, Wolves, West Ham and Aston Villa. We know exactly what we have to do and have the same opinion since like 1 month, a half, 2 months. We win, we'll be champions. We drop, they will be champions.
The champions keep one hand on their trophy. It is still theirs to lose. 1 point and one goal now ahead of Liverpool at the top.
Hand on heart. I can't sit here and predict that either team's going to drop a point.
Listen, the pressure is no exactly for a long time ago. What I said before, right now, it's not too much complicated to analyze. They're going to win all games. So we know exactly what they have to do, is win our games.
I think we've got ourselves a classic title race. And thank goodness, it feels like years, doesn't it, since we had one?
It's a privilege and an honour to try to win the 4 Premier League in 5 years. I know Liverpool is nicer for the history, but it's not bad what we have done, honestly.
I think Liverpool are the slightly better team, slightly more rounded, got slightly more depth, which I've never said before. But Manchester City are coping pretty well, aren't they, with the pressure Liverpool are putting on?
We have 5 games, maybe 6. If we win on Wednesday, 5 games, and we win all of them, we'll be champion of the Premier League, we'll reach the final Champions League.
And of course, we end today by looking back at a huge night of boxing as Katie Taylor retained her status as the undisputed lightweight champion with a split points victory over Amanda Serrano at Madison Square Garden, or MSG, as no one calls it. Here's Taylor herself and the Times' James Restall, who both reflected on a historic night in New York.
Special, special moments. The best night of my career, for sure. I wasn't sure if anything could reach my Olympic gold medal moment, but tonight was absolutely the best moment of my career.
It was extraordinary, and I think best summed up by Donald McRae in The Observer. This unforgettable fight will go down in history as the night that two women elevated the battered old soul of boxing. It was the biggest ever bout between two female fighters. Mm. The first time an all-female bout has headlined Madison Square Garden. And it truly lived up to its billing. You know, it was an absolute blockbuster fight.
Well, that's it for another podcast. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app, or of course wherever you get your podcast from, and make sure you hit that subscribe button. I'm back tonight, bank holiday Monday, but I'm still coming in from 10 p.m. on Andy Goldstein's Books Bar alongside the fun boy Jason Cundy, obviously with lots of laughter chat after his team got beaten against Everton. And of course we'll be taking your call straight after Man United take on Brentford. Oh my goodness, please don't lose that one. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein Talks About Daily podcasts at first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.